Let us pray. O gracious Holy Spirit, shape and bless the humble and human words I speak, and come upon us as a gentle or a rushing wind, and bless those who hear. This might be a time when we are filled by the presence of your love, your acceptance, and your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you don't have to work very hard these days to see spiritual power. It is really quite an amazing phenomenon, the raptor spirit that has gripped this country from Nunavut to, this is a picture of the Jurassic Park in Halifax. It's all over. People, fans, devout fans from every nation under heaven are gathered. And this is one of the iconic pictures of the diversity of Toronto and the diversity of Raptor support. You can see so many different cultures and religions and ethnicities right there in that one photograph. And that's Jurassic Park, Toronto. Now, some of these folks, you might presume they're just drunk or smoking something. And some are probably just plain crazy. These folks are camped out now and have been for the last few days at Jurassic Park to be first in line in. I don't know, I've got better things to do with my life. However, God bless them. It is an amazing thing, for this spirit has gone even outside of this country. And this is an image of Raptor supporter in Oakland, California, in the Oracle Center, the very heart of the enemy. And there they are celebrating. The security guards couldn't get them out after their last win. They're having an awfully good time. I hope the people in Oakland do not resent us. But as we celebrate this spirit, and it really is a tremendous amount of fun, one has to wonder, what's it all about? It's a little perplexing. Are we seeking belonging? Are we seeking significance? Do we want to be part of a winner? I'll admit, I'm a bandwagon jumper here. I watch football and hockey, basketball, sometimes, maybe, you know. Is Toronto's insecurity showing a little bit? That we almost go over the top for this event. It's history of a kind. Do we want to be part of history? What's at the foot of this? And I ask that because I have a little concern, and perish this thought, may it never happen, but what if they lose? What if their well-paid Americans finally beat our well-paid Americans? Forget I said that. Our boys. But who remembers the bat flip? We were once united by another spirit, and they're bums right now, right? I'm sure there are still some loyal Blue Jays fans in the group. But does this spirit have staying power? It is amazing that people can travel all the way across the continent and see another person wearing a Raptors blouse or hat, and immediately they are best friends, and you feel the sense of community and understanding no matter where they're from, what province, what language, what race. It's a beautiful thing. But does this spirit have staying power, or is it for winners only? Suppose the amazing thing about the Spirit we're talking about today, the Holy Spirit and Pentecost, is that it didn't come to winners. It came to a small group, a very much a minority group, Galileans who were, if you like, the Hamiltonians of the ancient world. I'm from Hamilton, I wouldn't say Newfoundlander because I'm not from Newfoundland. There they were, in many ways, losers, because the one in whom they had hoped had been crucified not many weeks before. And they were still a little uncertain, even with this resurrection thing that had happened to them, that they still couldn't get their hearts and minds around. They still didn't know quite what they were supposed to do or where they were, and they were under threat. And yet this Spirit came upon them, the Spirit of significance, the Spirit of value, of dignity, of the mighty deeds of God with good news to share for all people, for all time. This heartwarming experience that suddenly they were part of something larger than themselves and larger than their time. I love this image of it. It captures the motion of the Spirit, the fieriness, that compelling nature that suddenly had come upon them in a way that changed their fear into proclamation and sent them out into the world still as a minority, still as vulnerable, still under threat, and yet to proclaim that something wonderful has happened for all creation and for all time. It's a different kind of spirit. Do you feel it? I hope you allow yourself to receive it, to open your parachute, to let your kite fly, to open your sails, to get your windmill turning, to simply say yes to this power and this love, which is the truth of all our lives, the fans of Raptors and Golden State Warriors and Hamilton Tiger Cats. And of these two young women, it's Pride Month in Toronto. We celebrate the inclusivity of our city and the dignity of all. And the story has come out of these two young women on a London bus who were assaulted because of their sexual orientation. It was a group of five teenage boys. You might call them hooligans. But they surrounded them and bullied them and then began punching them for who they are. Melania, who is in the foreground, said, "You know, I've been called many names, but I've never had my nose broken." It's a form of spirit in this world, a form of tribalism. There are many spirits at play in our lives. We see the power of hatred at work in our city. We see the power of fear at work in our world. The spirit of Pentecost is the anti-tribalism. People from every culture under heaven, from every language, suddenly had this experience of understanding, this experience of all those barriers being set aside. And it's an amazing thing that happens in that Acts passage that's full of imagery. There's touched by history, but also we have this sense they were gathered together in one room, and then suddenly the walls of that room disappear because they're among all these pilgrims who have come from Jerusalem, and those pilgrims who have come from every nation also have come from the past and present. Says the Medes. Well, there hadn't been Medes in centuries. Suddenly all those divisions of time and space have disappeared in this grasping of this one relentless love which says, peace be with you. Start serving one another. Start caring for one another. Start building each other up. Start feeding one another and healing one another and recognizing in each one of you a beloved child of God. The anti-tribalism of this one spirit of love, which isn't out of any culture or any religion, but is poured out upon us by the God who lived and died and rose for all creation. It's a beautiful thing when you see this relentless, staying-powered spirit at work. There's a beautiful story shared with me by one of our confirmands prayer partners, Dean Collinson, yesterday as we sat down for breakfast with those prayer partners and our confirmands. Now, Dean is a wonderful servant of this spirit. I'm going to embarrass him a little bit. Currently, he is on the board and a volunteer at Fred Victor Center, which started as a church mission in downtown Toronto and has a ministry to care for the homeless and the addicts and those who are on the margins of our society. Dean was at one of the newer facilities of the Fred Victor Center. It's Mary Sheffield House. It's on Jarvis Street, and that's a picture of it. Now, it's named after Mary Sheffield, who was a Christian missionary to downtown Toronto again. Mary went and established a mission for the homeless, for the alcoholics, for those who were, well, turned away from by the tribalism of Toronto the Good. She reached out to them and for them as beloved children of God. She did that in 1886, a woman, a leader, someone who lived out the faith of this spirit. And her mission became the Fred Victor Mission, which became a United Church mission. And that mission, that center, is now strongly supported by this congregation and has been for many years. Well, Dean was at the Mary Sheffield House. He had gone there as a group of volunteers to serve the women in that place. It's a special center for women who are 55 years and older who have been abused or are homeless. Sadly, there are two 95-year-old women in that home. They've either been victims of elder abuse, or sometimes their children have taken all their money and left them destitute. There they found a home. But it was one woman, when they gathered, these volunteers who were there to serve, we're introduced to one woman about 70 years old, a South Asian woman in a wheelchair. She was a member of a visible minority, wheelchair-bound, elderly. I don't know what religion she was, but she responded to those volunteers by saying, "May I pray for you?" So they held hands and they prayed. And boy, she could pray. She went on for a long time. But as she went on, Dean felt this incredible sense of the Spirit. He had gone to help her, but she was making him feel welcome, that he belonged, that he was appreciated, that he was valued, that he was part of a greater story and a larger life. Ian said, "You know, I came there to help her, and she moved me so powerfully." His relentless spirit that began with Mary Sheffield in 1884 was still blowing strongly as people reclaimed the dignity and value of their lives beyond all borders and tribes, beyond all the divisions we set among ourselves. There the spirit blew like the rush of a mighty wind. I don't know where you are today, what spirits are moving in your life, sometimes what headwinds you are confronting in your life. But may you know this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, poured out upon you with the staying power of eternity, that you too might enjoy and live from this relentless power. In Jesus' name, amen.